Despite the low growth environment, some companies are still seeing pockets of opportunities. Forest launched a digital asset exchange designed to facilitate the matching of projects to capital and trades in a range of asset-backed digital securities. Joining me now to share more detail about this platform is CEO Sunny Fisher. Sunny, thanks so much for your time this evening. So that's quite a mouthful there, you know, a digital asset exchange designed to facilitate the matching of projects to capital, trading in a range of asset back to digital securities. In layman's terms, spell it out for us. What exactly are we looking at here?
Well, what you're looking at is an equity exchange, a bond exchange, and a foreign exchange all in one. What you have today, as I think Robin Hood and the GameStop guys showed, is it's an opportunity now for retail investors to use apps to invest in asset classes that were only available to hedge funds and family offices in the past.
And how much interest are you seeing being directed down these avenues?
Unbelievable interest. You know, if you have a look at the capital markets, particularly the equity market in South Africa, it's absolutely disastrous. You know, companies are delisting at the moment rather than listing. So when you look at industries like the cannabis industry, blockchain, the entertainment industry, these are the hospitality industry. These are all industries that are desperately in need of funding. And the JSE just does not have the interest in those kind of investments. So we had to create an alternative exchange, something that was, you know, where you could take community projects and give communities a platform where they can invest in them. And I think that's the key. You know, it's the stock exchange for the sharing economy.
Sunny, amidst it all, Forest Digital is now raising $100 million through the listing of FDX tokens on the exchange itself. Why this capital raise?
So what we're doing with that capital is that provides the liquidity to all of the instruments that we're listing on the exchange. So that provides the loan capital that underwrites the loans that we give our customers. So what we've done is we've really created almost like a cooperative investment platform where everybody contributes a little bit of money, and that gives us the capital to fund projects, particularly in local communities, townships, rural areas, where funding has absolutely dried up. So this is really a way to resolve that that lack of capital that's, you know, going into the local communities. And the myth of, you know, foreign direct investment is just that, it's a myth. The foreigners are not running and queuing up to invest in South Africa. We need a platform where we can invest in our own country, yeah, and where we can have the transparency, even for small businesses, to be able to see that, you know, the funds are being utilized correctly.
Are you seeing the regulatory landscape shift in tandem and fast enough to leverage off this possible opportunity fast enough?
We weren't, but then all things changed with COVID and also with Facebook's introduction of Libra. So in the last 6 months, we've been working with the Bank of International Settlements and 40 of the larger central banks, including the European Central Bank, England, Japan and Canada. And we're now all collaborating on a single central bank digital currency platform. It's going to be a game changer. More and more countries, you're going to see, just like China has done, are going to be issuing their own digital currency, just like countries issue paper notes. They'll now issue digital money. And our exchange is built on that infrastructure. So we'll be one of the first exchanges in the world where we have integrated wholesale and retail money all on a single platform, which drives massive efficiencies, which will basically reduce the cost of capital for developing countries.
Well, Sunny, let's leave it there. Of course, we'll be tracking developments here as they unfold. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Forest, Sunny Fisher.